The lines between high school and college began blurring long ago. The idea of 4 years here, then a few more years there, came unstuck when students could begin taking college-level classes in high school. And they do, a lot. Students can accrue college credits even before they get their high school diplomas. The practice is celebrated this week across the country in Early College Week. Rogue Community College, based in Jackson and Josephine counties, offers an early college program of its own. And apparently early college comes in a number of different flavors, we've already been told. Daniela Bivens is the Director of Educational Partnerships at Rogue Community College and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Daniela, thanks for joining us.
Of course. Thanks, Jeffrey, for having me.
So let's talk about the basic variety. It sounds like when you talk about early college, it's a term that takes in a lot of other subterms and ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. So students can get a variety of credits. They can get what we call dual credit or college now credit, and that's when their teacher at their high school offers the class. That is our largest program. We offered about 15,000 credits last year. So very large. Every high school has some type of opportunity there. Then we have what's called extended options. That's when a student comes to an RCC campus or takes a class online. And then we have early college, which is where a student is participating at our institution and their high school is back granting credit for completion.
So they're actually taking the college course, but they're getting credit for their high school work at the same time?
For the diploma as well, for high school diploma, correct.
It sounds like a fairly complicated process to work out administratively.
Absolutely. We leave that up to the high school.
Okay. Well, so let's work through the different options here. You talked about College Now, which is the high school teacher delivering the course. So that's at the high school.
Correct.
All right. And so is that accredited by RCC?
It is. But we are accredited by an Oregon governing board over dual credit. So we have quite a few teachers, I would say in the realm of 300 high school teachers who are qualified. They are qualified through our faculty in each department. So the rigor is the same as the rigor for any community college instructor.
But is it a course that can be taken by anybody in that high school? They're not necessarily all earning credit toward the
correct. Yeah. Correct. So some are AP level classes. AP level class may qualify for our 100 level class. There's a lot of different variations in that.
All right. So how long have early college programs been around at RCC?
Well, we've been doing dual credit or college now for over 10 years. We have a very robust program here in the Valley.
For over 10 years. And was it part of, I mean, it's a trend, it sounds like, and has been for quite some time across the country.
Oh, absolutely. It's growing rapidly as well. 15,000 credits, that's enormous for the amount of credit going out of a region just for high school students.
So what's the basic set of goals that led to the creation of programs like these?
Well, I think number one is that we want to offer that option for high school students if their classes qualify. Number two, we want to encourage that any student could participate, not just students who believe they're college bound. The statistics show that if a student gets 7 college credits before leaving high school, they're more likely to pursue a post-secondary education.
Interesting. So it really can be something of an incentive to get people to participate in college who might not have otherwise gone there.
Oh, absolutely. I think that when a student feels that completion and that ability to conquer a college level class while they're in high school, they're less afraid, less apprehensive, and more likely to attempt post-secondary education.
So how many students altogether are involved in the three different versions of early college offered through Rogue Community College?
I would say that last year, in the 13-14 year, we're really looking at about 3,600 students.
Wow.
And we're not the only ones who are doing this. This is really a regional effort, and it's growing very rapidly. We partner with the ESD, clearly the local high schools who are offering this credit, okay. But also SOU has a good, robust program as well.
All right, ESD being the Education Service District.
Correct.
So 3,600 students all scattered around the service area, which would be all of Jackson and Josephine counties. Is there room for more? I mean, could you potentially fit more students in early college programs?
Oh, absolutely. And it's growing as we speak. I would say that this year we approved 14 to 18 new high school teachers offering dual credit. That's just in the college now. The students who are participating probably are in, I would say 10% higher than they were last year. It is growing quickly. As far as our early college model, where that student's getting the college credit and the high school credit, but completing with us and working with us and getting that credit back granted, that has grown, I would say, at least 75% this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Grown by 75% this
year?
Oh,
absolutely.
So let me understand how that program works. Where are they taking all their classes?
They are taking them with our students. Their standard population, they morph right into our regular classes.
Interesting. So they're not still within their high school, but they're getting the credit for completing that high school.
Correct. Correct. And, you know, the success rate of these students is fantastic. What we saw is we watched a cohort of students from last year to this year, and the completion rate is 97%, and we're looking at a 3.5 GPA. So the model is working. We went from having 50 kids last year, we're up into the 100 range. Next year, we're predicted to be at 200 easily.
We're talking to Daniela Bivens, who's the Director of Educational Partnerships at Rogue Community College, about early college programs. You heard that there are three basic flavors involved at Rogue Community College, dual credit or college now, the extended campus program, and the early college programs. Questions and comments about programs like these, welcome at the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So, Daniela, walk us through the process of how a student gets into particularly the early college program, because that's interesting on one where they're actually not finishing high school on their high school campus.
Sure. So it depends on the institution. This is the high school's discretion. They have to qualify the student, and they are the ones who are paying the tab. So really we're leaving that up to the high school to vet those students. Generally, at the high school, there is what they call an application process. Usually it's called a Pathfinder application because that is what our programs are called at RCC.
Which is the umbrella term for all of your
correct.
Yeah, Pathfinder, okay.
So the high school would vet them, approve them, and then they would work with the high school to determine what classes they would need to complete. We do have navigation coaches in my department who work with that student as well as all other student services at RCC to get them to complete.
Navigation coaches. This is an interesting position. Tell us what they do.
You know, our navigation coaches are fantastic. They're somewhat between a mother, social worker. They really are there for those students to help them get all the resources they have at RCC.
You said about who's paying the tab. Who is paying the tab in the early college program?
In early college, it's generally the high school.
Okay. So yep. That might explain why there seems to be a fairly limited number of schools that are participating as institutions in the early college program.
Absolutely. Yeah. Those that are really prepared right now to be able to take on that big lift.
All right. So it does cost them some money then, obviously. And I mean, is this – how does that work with state support, for example?
You know what? I'm not quite sure because I'm not in the high school realm. But what I would say is that it has proven to be a successful model, clearly with the statistics I showed earlier. And it's providing an avenue for students who wouldn't necessarily see themselves as college bound.
Okay, grab your headphones. We have a call. Let's take a call from Grumpy John in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Daniela Bivens from RCC.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Jeffrey, I am going to give the college attendees the best piece of advice that they are going to have regarding their college career.
What would that be?
That would be spend 15 minutes a week in the company of your professor. Either talk about the course, talk about the weather, talk about anything. But that 15 minutes spread over your 4 years will result in a number of people who know you personally, not just a number on a sheet somewhere. And when you are out of college and looking for recommendations and referrals, you will be a person to them, and it will benefit you immensely. And in fact, sometimes they will give you a break. Like with my Italian teacher, I had to take Italian to get out of Cal, and I barely made it through. I went to the man and said, I really need this course to graduate. He says, oh, Senor Gackerman, you must promise me never to take another Italian course, and I will pass you.
But the FaceTime really worked, you saying, for your entire college experience?
Well, you can actually learn something from the professor and maybe get some knowledge that you wouldn't have had if you were just an anonymous person. They will care about you more. 15 minutes a week is all it takes, folks, and if you put in that time, it will be some of the best time you have spent.
All right. Thanks for the advice, Grumpy John. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange as well, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Danielle, is that pretty good advice, FaceTime with the professors?
Oh, absolutely. I agree. You know, not only are you getting a great resource to talk about and learn from, but also that networking is huge. I would agree with John.
The early college programs per se, in which the students are doing their work on the RCC campuses, and there are three of them, Redwood, Table Rock, and Riverside.
Correct.
I never remember what the Medford one's called. Riverside, because it's on Riverside Avenue. What is required of the schools, the high schools, that where these students are still technically enrolled or at least trying to get their diplomas from?
Well, the school really monitors and vets the student, as I said before, so we have no, you know, responsibility in that. And really for them, just like every other institution in the Rogue Valley that's a high school, it's the same process. They would sign up to be with us. We create an agreement and memorandum of understanding, and we would bill the school directly. They help us monitor the students from there.
So what sorts of academic prerequisites exist? I mean, how much of high school do they have to have completed? What are some of the basic boxes that need to be checked off before somebody can get into the early college program?
Great question. So we uphold the standard of rigor the same as we would with any student. So these students' placement test into the program that they're interested in. Now, we do have a variety of programs that we offer, so it doesn't necessarily mean it has to actually be 100-level credit that they would test into, but we use our placement test to test them into the program of interest.
And is there one particular program of interest that seems to be the sticky place for a lot of the people who go through this program?
You know, I wouldn't say sticky place because we have, you know, 3,600 students is a broad range of students. We have five primary points that we put students in. So we have the Oregon Transfer Module. That's one of our key pathways that we're using for students. The second one is what we call basic healthcare. So that's the entry to any healthcare industry. We have a plant systems technician, so that's entry point to electronics, manufacturing, welding, diesel, construction, all of those programs. We have a business and information systems, which is entry point to business and computer science. And then we have childhood education. So there's a lot of ranges of opportunities for students.
Where do they tend to go from here? What's the ultimate goal for the students? I mean, assuming they complete the requirements, so they get their high school diploma while they're earning their credits toward an associate's degree at RCC, and then where do they often go from there?
Well, you know, it varies. Many are going to other Oregon institutions, clearly. Some would go out of state. We're really, our primary goal is to get them through at least 1 year certificates, if not those 2 year degrees. And the great news is we are succeeding. We actually have about seven students this year who are going to be completing AAOTs and going on to other institutions. We have quite a few who are going to complete certificates. The Morris Family Foundation has been doing this with us for quite a few years. They actually offer scholarships within my department to get students through these pathways.
AAOT?
The Morris Family Foundation is focusing on career technical ed, but many institutions are focusing on the OTM or the AAOT, correct? The OTM is the 1 year to the AAOT.
Okay. What does the OT stand for?
Oregon Transfer.
Oregon Transfer.
Yep,
okay. It's the Oregon Transfer module you talked about. Okay.
Yep.
You know, there seem to be so many interlocking programs, and I was trying to rack my brain to think about the fact that I know, for example, you can transfer to some four-year institutions and then get back credited with your associate's degree, which helps out the 2 year school, which I think is available at RCC too, isn't it?
Correct. We worked very well with SOU doing that quite often.
So can it happen that somebody is potentially finishing their work at a 4 year school, getting their credit for RCC and getting their high school stuff at the same time? Does it ever get to that point?
I haven't seen anything like that, but you know, I'm not quite sure.
We created it here for the first time today. How much, I mean, it sounds like a fair amount of work for any student that wants to do, particularly the early college programs.
Sure, absolutely, and it should be. I mean, we're talking about a 1 year or 2 year college degree, and generally at a very low cost for a high school student, so it should be work, I believe.
Okay, we focused a lot on the early college programs and some about the dual credit College Now program. What about the extended campus programs? What are those all about?
So extended options is kind of just a morph of in between. So they're not really participating full time with RCC and getting that back granted credit, but any student in the Rogue Valley is eligible to participate in extended options. And what they can do is they can take any college level class for a discounted rate if it's negotiated through the high school. They want to take Spanish, they want to take pottery, they want to take a class that maybe they need for to transfer to another institution. They can do that through the liaison at their high school.
So where do you see things going in the future? I mean, are there additional wrinkles that have become clear since you've been providing the current set of programs and thinking, maybe now we can do this in the future?
Well, you know, Jeffrey, we've been working on this 10 years. Cleaned it up the last 4 years. I believe that where we're at right now is a really good foundational point. We're not interested in building right now. We just want to continue with the current practices and allow all students to participate. The primary goal is that we've provided pathways for any student, not high achieving, every student in the Valley to work towards one of these pathways while in high school. We just want to be able to get that information out there for all those students.
Now, is there more room in the existing programs for more students? I mean, do you have more capacity here?
Absolutely. There's always more capacity. Essentially, because of the high school teachers offering some of these credits, that really offsets the amount of capacity.
So even if you're taking the College Now programs within your high school, I mean, what number of credits can you potentially graduate with?
It depends on the program of interest. Again, like I said, just in College Now, we granted 15,000 credits. So you're talking about an extremely robust program. Students can log on to Pathfinder at RCC, and they can see what their institution offers. They can actually follow an educational plan towards one of those 5 degrees that we were talking about earlier, certificates, and work through almost an entire certificate while still in high school.
Pathfinder is the umbrella for all the programs that we're talking about under the early college offerings at Rogue Community College. Daniela Bivens is the Director of Educational Partnerships at Rogue Community College. She's been our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.